This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, and I know everybody missed me last week, but I have to briefly tell you, we were in the path of the hurricane, but it went more northeast. It wasn't, not to say that we didn't get stuff. We had about 14, 16 hours of nothing but pounding rain and the wind and things falling on the roof, and it was scary, you know, but it was okay. We were blessed again, so I'm very grateful for that. So that's why I didn't have a show, because it hit here about 8:30 last Wednesday night. So please forgive me, and I know you just missed me so much with my voice and all of that. Anyways, I have another great guest tonight. She's not called in just yet, but you know me. I can talk away. I want to talk about some of the things going on. MysticLivingToday.com, of course, is my monthly magazine that I have that is, you know, just filled with all kinds of beautiful stuff. It really is. And every month it gets bigger and bigger. I have probably 15 pieces of email. Can I submit an article? Can I send you poetry? Can I do this? And it's rare that I refuse anybody. I don't think I ever have refused anybody, but, you know, I love doing that. I mean, that's my thing. So if you have anything, an excerpt, poetry, an article, it doesn't have to be metaphysical, just because it says Mystic Living Today, it doesn't have to be, you know, the spiritual nature. It can be, I get stuff from all walks of life. I get all kinds of things, beautiful stories. I get poetry from this man who was in China. He's now in Canada. You should see his poetry. And I have regular guests every month featured, that do featured articles for me every month, the same ones. Some submit two, some submit three. It varies. But articles are due by the end of the month. So this month it would be September 30th. And the 30th, the 29th, even if it's the 1st, I'll put it in. I have people submitting stuff on the 3rd of the next of the month of the issue, so it doesn't really matter to me. It's all good. I'll put it in anyways because I do it and I love doing it. Also, we have StarsWithAZPsychics.com. Of course, that's my site that will be tomorrow 8 years old. Can you imagine that? I remember when we first began, and it looked different then, it looks different now, and we are still working on our Google app, and it's going to have Stars Tarot Cards, all owned by me, yours truly, I should say my business, Planet Stars, Inc., and they're beautiful. The illustrator does so many of them, because, you know, the tarot deck has, I think it's 77 cards, so she's doing them by hand, and I have to approve the coloring. And my webmaster, Tony, is also working with me. And so that's great. So we're close to the end now. And then we have to just do some setup with another gentleman who's going to really fine-tune the app. And you'll be able to have a card pulled. And then you'll be able to connect with a reader if you want her to do it or he to do it. And then you can go back to Stars. But we've never had anything like this before. And there isn't anything like it out there. So it's going to be very, very unique. Plus, you know, I wanted to use, like, you know, Rider-Waite, but we couldn't use those cards. I couldn't get permission. So Tony and I talked, and he said, well, what do you think? And I said, well, we're going to have to get our own, I guess. So, and down the road, I mean, I have a contact that will actually produce these cards, so they could be for sale. That's a possibility. But I don't see that happening much before next year. And we could do that. It's exciting to bring new things. We also have one question for $5 there, and you just submit your question, and then my advisors will submit their answers. You don't get to see their answers, but you can choose the advisor that has submitted something, and you choose that way, and you can do it as many times as you want. So it's not first-time clients, and we do have specials for first-time clients only. 10 minutes for $10, 15 minutes for $15, and 20 minutes for $20. So you see there's quite a bit of things that you can do. We have a membership that you can purchase that gives you a better rate on all the readings. You know, I have like 10, 20, and 30-minute readings, and you really get a nice break, especially if you're going to be coming frequently. That's something that you should consider. I let it go, you know, for 3 months, but sometimes, you know, like if I see somebody, like say your name is Susie or whatever, and I see you on the site a lot, then I'll extend it a month for you. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't say, uh-oh, you've got to buy another membership. No, I don't do that kind of stuff. So, and for the 8th anniversary, I think tomorrow, which is tomorrow, I think I'll probably be giving 5 minutes away to those who have come to the site regular. It's not an announced special. I'm just doing it. I'm going to surprise them. I'll send them an email and say, look at your account. You have 5 minutes from me. There's quite a few of them that have supported the site for, you know, some of them have been coming to me longer than Stars. When I had Planet Stars, I had on America Online, you could get readings there, and I had my site, you could get through there. This is just so different now. You go into your actual chat room that is hosted by your reader, whatever reader you choose. And it's, you know, we developed it that way. A lot of the sites are not like that. They don't allow the reader to have their own chat. It's kind of like a add-on kind of thing. So when you go to CCA Fibers Online, if you came to see me, you're in the chat with me. That is my chat. That's my chat room. And it's recorded. You can look at it anytime, or you can contact me. And also, I need to tell you how to contact me. For the magazine, it's Stars with a Z, Cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And for Stars, you know, anything about Star Psychics, the advisors, questions about anything, it's Stars, S-T-A-R-Z, C-A-S-T, at Stars, S-T-A-R-Z, psychics.com. Love all those stars, right? Come be a Stars with us. That's what I always tell everybody. So I don't know. I got a message here from, I think, the author, the publicist, rather. And nope, didn't get anything from her. So I don't really know. Maybe my guest had some issues. It's possible. But, you know, we'll always take callers. Of course, you can ask me something. You can call in and talk to me while I'm I don't know if she's going to show up or not. I hope so. I mean, she's really great. She might be just running late, so we'll have to just wait and see, and we'll run the show until my voice gives off. And I have to apologize. 2 weeks ago, at the end of the show, I did lose my voice. It gets like that sometimes, probably because I talk too much, and I get excited because I love what I do, right? But anyways, the number to call in is 347-838-9736. You can call and ask Natalie something, not a psychic question, but you call and ask me about, I mean, you know, I'm also an astrologer, so I can do that off the top of my head, but I don't really read on the site unless it's a private reading, and those I can do. I don't like to take away from those that are up there all the time, and they're so great. And many of them, I have one reader who's been with me 20 years, and that's Star Sedona. My other one is Star Psychics Brown Eyes. She's been with me since the start. Well, she was with me at Planet Stars, and Stars Astral Wand has known me for umpteen years, back in the day on America Online, good old America Online. I could tell you stories about that. Kind of cool. And I got a lot of experience there. But other than that, I don't really know. Here, let me see if Candy has something to say. Oh, the Emporium, she says. Oh, yes, and she's giving me these little hints. She does all my marketing. I have to tell you about Candy. Candy does any video that you see, you know, that's on Facebook or my Instagram, which is Stars with a Z Psychics. You go there and you can see these videos, and people love videos. They like to hear the music. They like to see things change screens. It's really kind of cool. No, I don't have a number to call Nancy, but I called her publicist. I mentioned that. Mystic Living Today is a free magazine, an e-zine. Stars Emporium. Can't see Candy's giving me all these little hints. Stars Emporium has a multitude of things in it, a lot of stuff that the advisors have created. Sometimes it's for their own little readings. They'll do like a three-card spread. We will also do email readings on the site, and that's different. You could call the one question for $5. It's kind of an email reading, but it's answered immediately. I mean, you choose your answer, so that's the cool part about it. But as far as three questions that you can ask, one question is $24.95, two questions is $44.95, and three questions is $59.95. And you're listening, you're thinking, God, I didn't know she knew so much and she could talk so much. I told you I could talk the whole hour. But I'd love for you to call in if you like. That number is 347-838-9736. We're waiting for my guest to arrive. I'm going to send a quick little note. I sent her a text, but I guess I'm going to have to send her a little, oh, yes, I can't even remind me. And I was going to talk about this. I was going to talk to my guest about it, but I want to, I don't have to remind you about what today is, but I want to honor all of those, all the fallen heroes, and I'm going to cry because, you know, Natalie sobs. I don't really cry, so I don't want to do that. But anyways, all the people, all the firefighters, all the police, all those who ran out to help, to assist, all of them. And where was I? She's asking me. I was home. We had just sold our house because I lived in Michigan. We had not come down to South Carolina yet. And I was in my office, and I looked straight across, and I saw it on television, and I just stopped. I dropped what was in my hand. I thought, this must be in some other country. This can't be here in the United States of America. It can't be. Well, like everybody else, devastation, and that's where I was. And the thing for me was we sold our house in 9 days prior to 9/11 and sold the business prior to 9/11. Had it had to sell, had, you know, go after that, I don't know if we would have sold it or not. You know, because people got a little strange, and talk about another blessed time that I had. And of course, I wanted to be with my son. That was my most important thing. And he wasn't yet married. I didn't have a granddaughter, but it was the most important time for me. So, that was. I mean, everybody's going to remember. And I don't want to put this show on a down. I was going to mention it anyways because I just think it's important. I'm very patriotic. I'm all about the United States of America. I'm very loyal. You probably know that by now. I don't vacillate between, well, do I like that? Do I don't like that? No, I am. I just, that's just how I am. So I'm going to keep talking, and I'm going to send a quick email to the publicist and tell her where is my beautiful guest. I don't know where she is. So let me see here. I have to go back, and I'll send this. You're doing this with me, you know. This is so wonderful. Okay, and I'm going to send her a quick note. I sent her a text. I guess she didn't get it. You can hear me typing. But anyways, you're so great to listen to me jabber. I wish you'd somebody call in and ask me a question. Come on, ask me a question. I'll answer. I can tell you everything that I know, what I believe in. We all know I believe in things you cannot see. That's what I'm about. And I end the show like that all the time. Just let me finish this one. Okay, off it goes. Believing in things you cannot see is really important. I'm highly developed spiritually. Most people know that. I'm very sensitive, very sensitive. Today was a very rough day for me. I'm also what's called a supra empath. So I went out with my girlfriend for lunch. It was great. I hadn't seen her in a while. It was just wonderful. But then I came home and, oh, my. It just hit me, and I didn't do anything for hours. I just kind of meditated, and because I couldn't get over the feeling. Plus, you know, last week was very stressful. And need I say, it was so stressful because 3 years ago, the road, we had a flood in the road. All the homes on the other side were flooded, totally inside. I mean, I was the one when the shovels came in and said, pick up this, pick up that, because everybody went to work or they weren't living here. My house, the lady next door, and the one on the other side, we all got water in our garage. That was it. I sit on a very high lot, but I have a lagoon behind me. And, yeah, you know, you have flood insurance, homeowner's insurance. But when you think about it, when I saw what happened to them, I thought, oh, where will I go? Things get replaced, but it takes months and months because they have to come in and take everything out because the water would be sitting there. So, you know, I kept stressing about that, and I had gotten new carpeting in February. I waited 8 years for it, and I kept thinking, well, I guess I'll just have to get it again, you know. I have a lot of insurance, but like I said, that doesn't really matter. Oh, Candy wants to know where everything is in the celestial scheme of things. Where are the positions today? I think I could ask Jackie that. She's probably listening, and I'm going to ask, so bear with me. We're going to give, see, this is going to be kind of like a cool hour here. You're getting a little bit of everything. But I started to tell you about my Candy. Candy, let's do that first. Candy does Instagram. I also do Instagram. She does Facebook. She does Twitter. And she puts stars out and the magazine out every place she can think of. And she's been doing it for me for quite a few years. She's really, sometimes I'll see things come through and I'll go, wow, how did she do that? It's so cool. Because she loves what she does, and she loves me. And I've told you before, I'm surrounded by people who love me. And stars is a family, no doubt about it. I started it that way, and I let everybody that I hired in to know that you use your tools, you do your work, I got your back. I take care of everything else. Any clients, any problems, I do all of that. And I really, I guess that's just something that I can do, you know, but it's pretty nice for me. It's easy, and so that they don't have to worry, oh, somebody complained, I'll take care of it. I'll fix it. Sometimes I think Natalie can fix almost anything. I certainly try. Now, what I'm going to do here now is I'm going to, what are the placements? I'm going to ask Jackie because she can do it a lot faster than I can, and I want to keep talking to you. I'm going to have her do it because she'll pull it right up for me. She's another one. She does my copy. Like when a guest comes in, she puts out the sheet. She uses the media sheet that I get from the publishers, but then she puts things together and questions, and then what I do with that is I send it off to my Candy. Notice I call her my Candy, my Jackie. Everybody's mine. Don't try to take them away. You can't. I send it over to Candy, and Candy creates the show page, which is what you see when you tune in to our Blog Talk Radio. Everything on there Candy has done, and it's awesome. And she's just, you know, top drawer. What can I tell you? And I'm a little concerned now about my guest. This is not really something that she would do, so I'm kind of thinking that maybe something happens. So we'll run this at least till 8:30 or so, maybe, I don't know, because we do have 90 minutes. Candy sets the page up for me so that we have 90 minutes each week. Because we used to do 60 minutes, and you know what would happen? We'd end up talking, and we'd get cut off, just like that. Oops, you're gone. And so now we just do 90 minutes, and I end it when I end it. But let's see, what else can I tell you? Some people want to know, I am a Sagittarius, 2 degrees. I have a lot of Scorpio on my chart because I'm so close. My Venus is in Scorpio. I have a lot of stuff in Leo. My ascendant is Capricorn. My moon is Leo. My son is in my 10th house, which is an indicator of, oh, well, listen to this, you can be famous. Well, I guess I am in my own way in your career. You could have a career and be recognized for it. I am. So that's come to fruition for me. I have a son. I have a granddaughter. Everybody knows about them. I have a beautiful daughter-in-law. I just got reunited with my niece and my nephew because of some family issue kind of thing, and I think they're coming back this weekend, and it was good for the soul. You know how sometimes you don't talk to somebody for a long time and you have to patch up things, and then you feel really good? I mean, something feels good inside. They cried in my arms because they were so happy to see their auntie, and that's what I'm called, auntie. So that was great. Let's see, and that is my late husband's family. That's his brother's kids. But I have so many memories of them and when they were real little, and I kind of helped to raise them a few times a year. They were like mine. You know, here, give them to me. I'll take them. And it was really great. And let's see, what else can I tell you? My son does flooring, you know, like porcelain floors and stuff like that. He's really, really talented. He's got so much work, he doesn't know what to do. The area where I'm in was really hit about 5-6 years ago. Everything kind of died. construction died, people were losing everything, their homes, and then all of a sudden, we've noticed the last 2 years, it's booming. But that's kind of scary, too, because you're always waiting, uh-oh, what's going to happen? But if you're on solid ground and you don't buy more than you should or make a purchase that's too big that you can't handle it, I think people were just flying around, just, oh, I can do this or I can buy that. And pretty soon they overbought and they couldn't sell it. And then they ended up losing everything. I know a lot of people that happened to, and that's just so sad. So we want to keep the economy going. And you know, to do that, you have to keep buying. You can't stop. Because if you stop buying, that it's going to be a chain reaction. Everybody, it's going to just stop for everybody who sells the product, who delivers the product, who makes the product, all the reps, all of that. It's just a chain reaction. And you don't want to do that, so you have to. I'm hoping Jackie is giving me all the celestial stuff. Nope. Oh, nope, she disappeared. Okay, so you, I'm going to go on my ephemeris right now, and I will tell you because I have the capabilities too, you know. That's how I started on my whole path here was I was a, I started as an astrologer. Actually, I worked for this huge group in Michigan, and it was just really, really big. And I was the one who interviewed everybody, believe it or not. Was I an astrologer then? Did I know I could read cards then? Oh, no, not at all. I was just this little person. This is the truth now. And I watched all of them, and I thought, wow, look at them. Look what they can do. They can read cards, and they can hold your hand, and they get all this information, and they can hear, and they can see. I just thought, like, that was dealing with goddesses and gods there sitting at all these tables. Well, we did a huge event. It was a fair, and we also had food at it. It was really successful, a lot of work. Yours truly did most of it. But to get in, I had to interview them. So I got to know everybody in the Detroit metropolitan area. I mean, everybody. And so, you know, I think that was getting my feet wet, and I think perhaps, you know, the divine, as I like to call God, the divine, thought, you know what, Natalie, I'm going to open a door for you, and I'm going to let you see what it's like, and because this is where you're going to go. I had no clue I was going to be doing what I'm doing today, no clue at all. So I did that. Then I ended up working for America Online. In their chat rooms, believe it or not, they had umpteen chat rooms, and I know a lady that's smiling about them right now, umpteen chat rooms, and you could go in and get a mini reading. It had a host and it had a reader. AOL sanctioned that. Then I applied at something called Crystal Ball that they had, where you could actually go. Now, we didn't get paid for any of the readings. We, again, went into their specific chat rooms that was hosted by specific people. And we did readings. But the time that we had to spend once a week was at least a minimum of 2 hours. 2 hours. We did it all for free. Can you imagine that? It was all for free. And we loved it because, you know, it was prestigious. We were working for America Online. We got our America Online paid for, which is probably only $2.99 then. Now it's, I think, $30. So you can imagine. But it was an honor. It was an honor to do it. And I know a lady's nodding her head, oh, yes, it was an honor. But that's how we learned. We learned a lot by doing that. And if you couldn't make it, if you were going on vacation or whatever, you had to get a sub, then we got these email readings. We did them for nothing. They had to be like two really solid paragraphs. Nobody complained. We loved doing it. It was an honor. Remember that word, honor. So then they instilled this thing where you could get a paid reading. It was still, you could have it in a private chat. You know, what they set up was there was a stage for, like, the advisor, /reader, and then all the guests would be below the stage. So you couldn't interact unless the host allowed you to. So it was really kind of cool. I did that for probably 6 years. I really loved it. I got my feet wet. I learned so much, and I learned what I would do if I ever had my own thing. Because We had a huge meeting. There must have been 300 of us at least. And we all met in this room. And the owner, I guess I want to call her the owner, came in and, you know, she said her hellos. And I said, hello, how are you? She didn't know me. Well, she didn't acknowledge me at all. And I remembered that. And I remember sitting and thinking, if I ever have something like this, I will never not acknowledge someone. I would have went through every name on that list and said, hi, Bonnie, hi, Sue, hi, Kathy, hi, Paul, every single one of them I would have done. So you see, it trained me. It was a training for me of what to do and what not to do. And I'm really good with customer service. And anybody that comes to the site will tell you that. I mean, you know, I'm easy to talk to. I'll call you at home, whatever. So long as you're not in another country, I'll do it. But, okay, Candy's got something else for me. Isn't she a world of information? She really is. She says, can you tell the people if they're having an emotional crisis, they can text the U.S. by texting 741-741, Canada. You text 686-868, and the United Kingdom, it's 85258 to chat with certified crisis counselors. And the crisis text line is always free. That's something good to tell people, too. I think there's something else going on today. Maybe is it the most suicides today? I don't know, but I don't think it has anything to do with 9/11. I think it's just something that they calculated. You know, talking about even mentioning 9/11, you know, I talked to Jackie, my admin there, and I said, I don't know if I should talk about it today or not. I don't want to damper the whole thing. And she said, well, do as you feel. It's your show. I said, yeah, but you see what's happened? The divine set it up for me so I could. That's exactly. If you look at most things, they're all synchronicities. There are no coincidences. You know, I talk to my goddaughter like this all the time, and I tell her she doesn't have her job right now, and I said, well, another one's around the corner really soon. I mean, really, really soon. Well, she got 3 different offers this week, and she said, how did that happen? I said, well, first of all, your godmother over here did some fancy talking. I always talk to God every day. Everybody knows that. So anyways, it was, I talked, I asked, and she said, well, what did you do? And I said, I just asked to have some movement in the job area. And she said, well, so then what happened? I said, the door opened. It was like a vacuum. It pulled all these offers to you. And she said, I never thought of that like that. And I said, well, you see, you have to look at things like that. Just remember, there are no coincidences. I have seen so much in my life. I've had visions. People have heard my vision about my huge crystal that came, all of that. I won't go through that. But it's important to know that. Candy sent me another note. She said, just to remind people that talking about it allows people to know they aren't alone. You know, and that's true. That is so, so true. I don't know what happened to my guest, and I do apologize. She's a radio host, so I don't really know. Kind of disappointing, but you know, as we know, things happen in an instance. It can change. It can flip right over and change. So I'm sure we'll reschedule her, and I won't have anything open now till October. But anyways, back to the talk of the day, and just don't forget today, you never will. And I don't know how many of you saw the Clydesdale that ran across the bridge. Do you remember seeing that? Those beautiful giant horses with those real poofy feet, you know, the hoofs with all the hair around them, and they're so gorgeous and they're so big. That was done by Budweiser. You can look at it. You can find that on YouTube. I chose not to look at it today. I had enough. I don't need to be reminded. And some of you don't, but some of you want to feel good, and you should do that. So here we are at 8:30, and I don't have my guests. So I don't know. Nobody's called in. The number is 347-838-9736. I'll be happy to talk to you. If you're looking to start a business like mine, oh, my. Be prepared. I can tell you all about that. You have to, first of all, you have to find a really good webmaster that you have a rapport with. And, you know, everybody has to understand, you know, like he understands what I do and I understand what he does. I am the business end. I give him all these ideas, and he's really funny. He'll say, you know what? Sometimes he'll say, if I don't hear from you, I get really nervous. And I said, why? He said, because, oh, my God, I know you're talking up a storm to somebody. You're gathering all your ideas, and then you're going to list them the next email that I get. And I said, you're right. I do that. But a lot of times I brainstorm with Jackie, or I just sit and meditate, and I get a lot of ideas that way. You should meditate every day if you can, even if it's only for 5 minutes. Or you can talk to your angels. You can talk to your guardian angels. That's always good. I just sit and talk to God. That's what I do every day. So you can choose. Sometimes I gather the troops. I bring them all in, right? And I think it's important. Believe in whatever, Buddha, whatever it is, whatever you believe in. Don't stop believing. It's really important. Some days you're probably thinking, God, she's got always has good days. No, I don't always have good days. I really don't. I have days where it's sometimes a little struggle for me because of what happened to me before. And so I just have to kind of, I guess, pick myself up. I start talking to a few people, and I start to feel better. And, like, I went out to lunch with my girlfriend today. It was really great. We always get the same guy to wait on us because I always like to go in a place and say, I want my usual. He knows what my usual is. It's so funny. We had a good time. I hadn't seen her in a long time because she broke her left arm, and she fractured, a hairline fracture in her wrist on the right, the bone in the wrist on the right. And she couldn't drive. Anyway, well, she was driving today. Sometimes a little testy, you know. I just said, just drive into a parking lot that's straight. I said, or let me drive, right? Well, she did it. It was good. And she was really glad to get out. So was I. I mean, I get out with her once in a while. Sometimes I get out with my son, do things like that. And now that I'm kind of back in with the relatives, quote unquote, you know, I talk to them. And but, you know, that whole thing, a whole thing about reuniting with family is so good for you. Sometimes you can do it and sometimes you can't. Sometimes it takes somebody to be the catalyst, and that was my son. So it can happen. Now, Candy would like me to play something here. Can you hear the song Free to Love? Well, Candy, we can if I can find it. So hold on. Let me play this. And let's see, it's here. There you go. Listen. You didn't know I was a rock show, did you?
Free to love.
It's not really a rock show, it's free to love. No, Candy, I'm playing the whole thing. I can't.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder. Hey.
Okay, we're back. What's going on today, Wednesday, September 11th? Well, the moon. Okay, it's a time for quick housework to restore order, smooth operation inside and out, reestablish a regimen. Let's each path run unobstructed. Snarls and tangles won't appear to begin with. So take the short but tedious time it takes to do it. The moon is conjuncting. What is it conjuncting today? It looks like it's conjuncting. I don't even know because I have what's called this day watch. Excuse me. It's a calendar, and it's not always the easiest to do. Actually, what I could have done is created a chart. I mean, I have all this stuff sitting on my thing here. And I think we're going to probably end the show here. I'm really sorry. I apologize that my guest didn't come. I'm sure there's a good reason for it. And we'll have her again. She does her own radio show. She does it on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock Central Time. I don't have any idea what really happened with all of this. But, well, you know, look at me. I couldn't do the show last Wednesday. Things happen. That's the way it is. Anyways, I'm going to end the show like I always do. Thank you, Candy. I love you. You're wonderful. Always she is. And for all of you listening, and I know there's listeners because when I go to look after the show is done, it'll show how many listeners we have. Unless you call in to my dashboard, there's no way for me to know. And so we check periodically. I do. I'm sure Candy does too. And I want to thank Candy for all that she does. She's great. She's top drawer. And I want to thank Jackie. I don't think she's listening right now because she didn't answer me about where everything was today because she just whips things together and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, she does my, you know, my admin stuff, gives me stats, my list of my advisors. Oh, she's just, and, you know, both of them, you want something done, they do it right away. They're just so efficient, and I'm so lucky that they came into my life. And there's a lady listening every Wednesday, my friend, who I call her my champion, like I do the other ones, but she does something different. She kind of reminds me of what I have accomplished and, you know, having a business for, well, Planet Stars 20 years in the magazine. It's longer than that. The magazine started in 1998. And 1999. Oh yeah, it is. And my first site was 1998. Can you imagine that? That's how long I've been doing all this. But I couldn't have done it without all of the things that I did for America Online and all. And back up in Michigan when I took care. You know, I handled the money there too. Isn't that strange? I handled the money. Give it to her. She'll take care of it. Because I was so honest and I love that. I love that everybody trusted me that much because I was and I am. But I couldn't have done with all of that background. So if you look at your life and you say, gee, I'd like to do what she's doing, but I just didn't get here like, oh, I think I'll do this. This didn't happen like this. Matter of fact, and Candy's going to laugh at this, the show was on February 14th. And Candy, can you tell me how long I've been doing the radio show? Let me see, six years maybe? Anyways, it was on February 14th we did it. And I kept thinking, oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want to do this, you know. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I don't want to do this. Pretty soon, you know, I got nestled in. And then, of course, I had Stars Maya Moon with me. 2012, she said, see. I had Maya Moon with me. We did topics every week, you know, on anything spiritual, angels, ghosts, the shadow people, all kinds of stuff. And, of course, then she passed away. And then I couldn't do it for, like, 3 months, so I stopped. And then Al, who has co-hosted my shows before, said, well, you know, people were writing and saying, why don't you do the show again? We love hearing you. I just didn't have the heart, so I changed the day. We used to be on Mondays. I changed it to Wednesday, and he interviewed me that first day back. It was hard. It wasn't easy. If you look back at that show 2 years ago, it was in June I started back. So 2 years ago this past June, and you listened to that show. And it was really tough for me to do. But each week, you know, he had an idea. Why don't we get guests? You know, why don't you interview guests? And I thought, oh, I can't do this. But that's what I always say. I can't do this. And I don't know. As soon as you say you can't do it, you end up doing it. And, you know, and things that you want to do, sometimes it takes a little longer. I always wanted to fly a plane. Isn't that strange? That was something that I've always wanted to do because as a little girl, I went with my dad. I was about 8, and he took me to the airport every Saturday. And I know everybody's heard this story before, but it instilled something in me. It gave me this desire. So my son and I always talk, and he says, "Do you think you could fly a plane if you had to?" I said, "Yeah, if I had somebody in a tower that's telling me what to do, sure, I could do it. I don't like sitting in a plane, you know, where the passengers are. I'd rather be up front. Isn't that weird? You'd think it'd be too scary. Oh, no, I want to see what's going on. I want to know which, and I know longitude and latitude. I know all that stuff. I think I could do it if I had the right direction from somebody, and I could land it, too. I just know. I mean, I've seen myself doing it, you know, how sometimes you get that. That's another thing. Sometimes when you get visions or you get, you know, you think, is it real? Am I just daydreaming? What is it? You can bet it's real. You don't get things unless it's real. And I have to tell myself that sometimes, because sometimes I wonder, is it real or is it not? But it's real. So thank you, Candy. I love you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And my special friend, I guess I could say who she was. I don't have to ask her if she wants to be announced next week. But she does write a post on Friday. It's her life stories, and they're really beautiful. She does that. And, you know, you can look at the blog on Stars. Every day I have something on Stars, the blog, or Stars blog, posts about, you know, my Stars Rainbow Rose. There's energy healing cards there. Go to my Stars Psychics on Instagram. Follow me. Put a little comment there. "Hey, Natalie, it's me. You know, I listen to your show, or I know who you are," or something. I would love that. I don't do Facebook. I let Candy handle and all that, you know. And she says, "Love you much. Hugs. Thanks for sharing this time with us. I'll be back again next week." Yes, you will. You can bet that. So anyways, as I always end the show each week, and I'm not going to change, believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Good night and have an awesome week. And I'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same station. Bye-bye.